that. Hallelujah. It says, I've been saved. And I said, Lord, I don't understand. But, and then the Lord sent. It's amazing. I don't have the words to say it's amazing. I say it's amazing. And so now it gave me more faith in God. I've always had faith in God. You know, yeah. But now I just, the things he's doing now, I'm believing for anything. You know what I'm saying? When he just do things that you ask of and you see him do, I am expecting the mountains. The sky is the limit. I'm expecting it. I say I'm expecting it. So I want to go, and I said, when the brother was preaching, I said, Lord, 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 Lord. That's all I can say. I didn't say anything about that. I want to go to Matthew. Father, I want to first thank you for what you are doing in this hour, in this day. Now, if we can just receive it, because it was given in love, if we can just eat it, breathe it, we're going to see mighty things in the church. You're going to send us out into the highways and into the hedges. And the love of God will reach out to those that don't know where they're going. It'll reach out through us. We are his temple. My Lord. We are. And we got something in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Isn't that what he said? We receive Christ. We are buried with him, we died with him, and we rose again with him. Now, that's what the Bible said. I just read that the other day. And I thought, my Lord, whoo, Jesus. And then Brother Ed come here, and just, I sit there, whoo, drinking, drinking, drinking. I'm getting all I can, and I'm canning all I get. I'm canning, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord began to deal with me, praise the Lord, about some things. Did I pray? I'm so stirred. Did I pray? Did I ask God to bless this service? Did I ask God to bless this servant? Did I ask God, the Lord, let me speak as the oracles of God? Anoint me to preach your word, Lord, one more time. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm just stirred. My heart is just, praise the Lord. He doing something over there by myself, girl. I'm telling you, I'm having a ball. He told me, say, you take advantage of this time. While you alone take advantage of this time. So I sing and pray. Yeah, I sing in tongues and make up songs. And you know what you do, girl. It's a little hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I sing, pray in tongues and whatever else. And pray in tongues and get up 4:00 through 3:00. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. As long as you give me the strength to stand. Now, I don't know if I'm waking up because of other stuff. I said, Lord, you teach me the difference because I get tired. I said, but if you wake me up and I know it's you, I'm up. Because you know it's you if you wake up anytime. You know what I'm saying. I said, but if you need me at 2:00 in the morning, 3:00 in the morning, wake this soul up. Then I said, Lord, oh, hallelujah. I was with somebody yesterday, me and Gwen. We go out, don't we, Gwen? Can I pray for you? We don't hear if it's at the restaurant. Can I pray for you? Because I know I got something in me. I got something down in me. You got to realize what you got in you. Okay. Hallelujah. We be out, and I think it was the other day. We'd say, honey, come on, Gwen, let's pray. Let's pray for this. Can I pray for you? And it's hardly anybody else. People want you to pray for them. You know what I mean? So you don't need to be scared. My God, that's over. You ain't scared of nothing. Praise the Lord. Sister, God is going to heal you. He healed you when brother touched you. Receive it. Because the Bible says he makes you whole. Now see, that's what I believe. 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 I believe he make you whole. I believe he make you. Let me tell you something. Now this ain't even what I'm going to get to it. It's my preamble. I've seen these lepers walk to Jesus. Listen to this. And they said, we want to be, oh, if you would just heal us. So he did what they said. He healed them. Watch it now. Okay, all of them go back, right? But one turned around and came back. The Lord showed me this. He came back. He said, where's the other nine? He said, I don't know, but I come to praise and thank you for what you've done. And he gave him some glory and some praise. For that, I make you whole. All right, now. To me, what the Lord done? He healed him. Leprosy takes off your fingers, take your toes off, disfigure you. He healed them of leprosy, but they didn't have no hands and whatever was wrong with them other nine. But he told the one that came back, he said, I'll make you whole. Now he got hands and toes that God want to make us whole. God is want to make us whole. We hallelujah. He want to make us whole. And I'm telling you, I said, Lord, I don't understand. I've been in this thing a long time, but I don't understand. Because when I pray for folks, through the Holy Ghost and what he has given me, you got to be made whole. I don't care if you have CBT, LMP, whatever you got. When God touch you, he's a whole God. He makes you whole. He didn't halfway do the work. He didn't halfway do the earth. He didn't go up there and say, well, I got to wait till tomorrow and get this light going here. He said that there be light. And there was light. And he told me that when I got on the bus from my mother, she was dying. When was that, Gwen? I don't know. Gwen kind of keeps up with stuff. But I had went up to this with my baby. I was nursing this. I nursed all my babies. And I was nursing this child, and I went up there to take care of my mother. Amen. When I got on the bus, when she went back to the hospital, I said, Lord, I know you're going to take my mother. She was in her 50s early. And she was suffering so bad. Suffering so bad. So when I got on the bus, it was dark. Greyhound bus. Yeah, that's that Greyhound bus. And I looked in the sky, and the Lord said, let there be light. And what did I got to do with my mama dying? Lord, what that's got to do? But as I've traveled on in the ministry, I understand what he's telling me. Let there be light. He let me know that when you are filled with his spirit and you speak, it's going to be what you say. And it's going to be whole. It ain't going to be half this and half that. It's going to be whole. So I got a message for you. Turn to Mark. I think I'm going to start there. Y'all help me now. I'm your elder. Y'all help me. And this is going to, Brother Ed, the foundation. Now I'm going to put something a little bit, because I'm going to minister from another standpoint, but it's all going to blend in. Going to blend in. I'm going to go start at the 15th verse. It said start the 9th verse. Okay, I'll start the 9th verse. Then when I was studying, it said Mark 16. Let's go to the 9th verse. Y'all in a hurry. Y'all need to get an Instapot so you can put your stuff in there and time it. So you don't have to worry about nothing burning up or something while you're sitting in church. Amen. And the Bible said now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week sounds like an Easter message, don't it? He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. Help me, Lord. And she went and told them that they had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they heard that he was alive and had seen and had been seen of her, believed her. Y'all reading along with me? They believed not. Stick with that now. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. They didn't believe. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11. This is verse 14. As they sat at meat and upbraided them or rebuked them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. Because they believed not them which had sent him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. What brother was talking about. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he will be received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders. And I never thought to take subject, but this one is Jesus sat down. He sat down. He showed me what that was. It's finished. What brother said, it's finished. When you sit down, that means it's over. That means now, praise the Bible says his eyes go to and fro in the earth. He's looking at you this morning. He's looking at the children this morning. But he sat down to get a good, the only time he stood up when Stephen was stoned. He said, I see the Lord standing on the right hand of God. And he's sitting on the right hand, but he is taking care of everything. All of your sickness, all, you know, good Lord, the saints got to get well. We cannot go out over in Hidden Valley, don't feel good, your knees hurt it all. We got to get well. We can't do it. You can't go sick. That's why I know he wants you well. If he done told you to go, he ain't going to tell you to go and then don't heal you. You don't believe that? I don't know if y'all believe, but Brother Andrew, he smuggled Bibles. Andrew overseas. But he had hurt his leg in the war and he couldn't walk hardly. And so the Lord told him about the smuggling the Bibles. He got saved. He said, Lord, I can't go with my leg like this. Heal my leg. And the Lord healed him. Because you can't go working for God sick. Well, that's okay. I don't get no amens. I know the Bible. I can back it up with scripture. I can back it up. Praise the Lord. Now I want to go to Ephesians 1. I tried to put this all in the Bible because this Ephesians 1. Thank you. I'm going to do a little reading there. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. He ain't just started, beloved. Now, here's another word here. Now, I know people ain't getting all messed up about this word. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Otherwise, it was beforehand, before the world was made, he thought this up. He didn't just sit down and say, well, now when I get, no. It is predestined or made beforehand that you can be a child of God if you believe. He said, come unto me. Here I am. He told the Jews, except you believe I'm he, you're going to die in your sins. He said, but if you can believe I'm he, right this morning, I think he means more than this to the church. If we can believe he's our healer. If we can't believe he's our deliverer, if we can't believe he'll keep us, if he can't, we can't believe, we got to believe it, but we got to believe it. And as we believe it, we gonna see it happen. Now, if you know really what's been going on with me, I told Linda a little. I told Linda a little bit. I don't want to tell you. But I want to. I hint around enough, everybody got any sense ought to know something. But the Lord showed me about the church, Brother Ed. He showed you that about the church. The foundation need to be repaired. And you are doing a wonderful job in preparing the foundation. God has given me something, because I'm older than you now, I'm your elder. And I ain't just started. But what he gave me, I got to use it. But I'm going to still listen to the foundation. I'm going to still be in class. I mean, I got, oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to listen to what God has given you because I know God sent you here. And I'm telling, I'm going to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid to go on in God and do what God has called me to do. Praise the Lord. One lady walked up to me. I told her we was getting the wig. Y'all say y'all like, but the thing scratches my back here. I got to do something about that. I can't have that thing scratching on me. Gwen looking good this morning. Good. And the lady said, she was sitting over there, and Gwen said, she said, ooh, Mrs., you have such beautiful skin. You know? And the lady over there said, she said, well, it's kind of red. She said, that's my mother. She ate it. Shut your mouth. Shut, girl. What did you do? Did you drink water? No. The Lord has preserved his servant. He has preserved me to do this work. He has preserved me. I don't think it's got to do nothing with nothing. And so when I look at myself, I say, God, you have preserved me. You got a work for me to do. Praise the Lord. When I look in the mirror, I don't see no old hag. I see somebody that still can work for God. I said, that's why he had to do it. That's why he had to do it, but he did it for a reason. I preserve. If God tells it, no. And I told her, I said, it's God. I told her, because she was about what? What'd you say, about 30? The girl that was around the corner sitting down, that was working with this other lady. About 30 years old. I've heard that more than once. One lady said, I said, yeah, I hear it more than once, yeah. But I know it ain't me. It's not me. It's the Lord. I said, the Lord has preserved me. The Lord has preserved my soul. That's what I think it's all about. Amen. And I told the Lord, I said, God, and he showed me, he said, now look. Then he tell me, he said, don't say you too old. A lady called me and said, I want to pray for you. And she called me, she said, and in the prayer, she said, don't say you too old. So I don't say I'm too old. And when I got about near 8, I said, well, I'm getting old. Pastor, don't say you too old. So I'm not too old. I'm old. And I don't want to be around looking like I'm a teenager or nothing, you know. I want to grow old gracefully. You know, brother, I want to grow old gracefully. You know, see me, well, she's a old lady, she dresses nice, but I don't want to go put on what they put on. You know, I want to grow old gracefully. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank him. Praise the Lord. He said, listen, it is finished. If I don't read another verse, I got some whole lot of, like, brother, I got a lot of scripture. But it's finished. Hallelujah. It is finished. Hallelujah. He healed you at Calvary. He gave you what you need at Calvary. Oh, it's all in Calvary. It's all in Jesus. Hallelujah. And then he told me, look, I know that you loving me. He knew they love. Like some people come and say, Sister Davis, I can feel it. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. But that reinforces what you're saying. And I know when you don't like me too. Come on now. So you say you love me, and when I tell you I feel it, that means you sure enough love me. Sister calls me, says, Sister Dave, I love you. I said, I know you do. And Brother Mark, I said, I know you do. Because there's something about love. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus said, Celeste, I love you. I said, yes, Lord, you love me. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can see what you're doing. Let me tell you what started. Al said, God is going to give a Deuteronomy 8 blessing. That's blessed in the city, da da da. So I went down to Gwen's. We went down to Soulard, to the market. And so my son-in-law, who's Donald, who's going to be back in here, you stand right over there. He's coming back. And so, hallelujah, he said, Mama, I just want to give you something. I said, ooh, here's going to start. All right. He reached out and God said, thank you. See, I don't care if you give me $1,000. If God give it to me, it ain't going in my pocket. I ain't going, oh, you don't have, You can give me $1,000, $2,000. It don't make me, that's the truth. Then the lady come here, Gwen, she had $1,000. She had a check. The Lord told me to give this to you, Sister David. The Lord told me to give. I said, thank you. Now, is this for the church or my name is on it? It's too much. It ain't never too much. If God give it to you, it ain't too much. I said, if he give it to you, it ain't too much. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God. William, I'm reading some scripture, brother. I'm going to let y'all leave me with that. So he sat down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he made us his children before the world ever began. Fortunate, hallelujah, to have a man to want to serve God. And young people, let me tell you something. Every chance you get, you tell somebody. Reinforces it. Sweetheart, every chance you get, don't be ashamed. Tell people I'm saved. Jesus saved my soul. Praise the Lord. And he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. But you got to start there. The believers first. You got to believe first. But he that believe on God. He that believe, you got to believe. You in the believer state. Tell it. Tell it. Tell it wherever you go. Tell your neighbor down the street. And the more you tell, the stronger you get. I'm telling you now. So he made us children. And the Bible said, number 7, in whom we have redemption. I wish my brother-in-law was here. We have redemption through his blood. He paid a debt we could not pay. We owed a debt we just couldn't pay. I said, we owed a debt we could not pay. But he paid it all. And we don't really realize what he did for us. We just don't. And a lot of times, I said, Lord, please forgive me. Hallelujah. But you should not, I can't forgive myself. Please, girl. You don't have to hold nothing to yourself. Jesus paid all of that stuff. I say he paid a debt you couldn't pay. I don't care what you did 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, even yesterday. If you ask him to forgive you, he does that. That's what that grace he gave us, that unmerited favor. He had unmerited favor that he gave us. And somebody said, you mean tell me we ain't got to all this stuff? I said, I don't care what you did. What I did, I said, it don't matter. It don't matter. Paul was killing up. I don't know if he ever killed anybody, but he was having them killed. He just as much as anybody else was in it. Amen. And look at them. The Lord did not hide anything in the word. He didn't say, well, David was such a good man and such a thing. No, David did a terrible thing. Terrible thing. We'd be talking about him now. Gossiping and all the fun. Did you hear what the king did? Girl, I knew he was like that because, you know, he kind of flirty. Oh, you know how you'd be on there just talking and acting a fool? Praise the Lord. But God, he knew about his God. He understood his God. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and do something crazy now because you know God's going to forgive you. Because you got to bring yourself to that. David just knew God in that area. He knew God, and he's a person just like everybody else, and everybody got the hang-ups. Everybody got the hang-ups. Is that right? And he knew himself. But when he slipped, he knew his God. And you know, there's something else David said in the script. He said, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. You ever read that? Yes, he don't take your Holy Spirit from me. God is good. Amen. In whom we have redemption. Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded to us in all wisdom, in all prudence, or understanding, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and that which is on the earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Okay, now, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we shall be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard, I'm getting to it, the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you heard that first, in whom also after that you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Ghost. You were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. I do a lot of canning. I used to. I put up like 250 jars of tomatoes. My husband loved the garden. And he grows stuff, and I put it up. Butter beans, and I put it up. My daughter can verify that. Praise the Lord. But when I put up my tomatoes, I put them in hot. You in hot? Well, right now, I put them in. You know, they get hot in the thing. Okay, and then the pressure cooker. Then I, score my jars and get all that ready. And I got a thing that you do this here. I don't put my hand down there. Okay, I take the jar, put it over there, kind of put the lid on there. I'm waiting now. It's hot in there, but I'm waiting. And all of a sudden, whoop! Now it's sealed. That's what the Holy Ghost do to you. Hallelujah. When you in a, sometimes you're in the heat. Sometimes I believe that's the message. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then he put you right there and seal you. Boop. And the only way that thing can do, I got to open that seal. Go. He has sealed you after you've been, what, first saved. After you know him. Brother was reading it. Disciples. Like you know, but brother, I'm so glad God took me the way he did. Because I went to this kind of church. And not that I wanted to now. But when I came up here, I was so disillusioned. My church was one of these. Oh. And I just was really disillusioned. I really was. So when I came up, I said, Lord, I want that. So one of the saints comes and says, well, they told me that you come here and we're going to take you to church. I said, no, you're not. I was terrible too. See, I shouldn't have said that. I said, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going to that church. I ain't going to get more of that stuff I got down south. I just ain't. Because something was in my heart. I didn't know nothing about that. I didn't know nothing about nothing. Yes, it was something in my heart. Praise the Lord. And so then I heard on the radio this brother who was full of the Holy Ghost and God was using him. Well, I didn't know then, but something about his voice. He said, come on down to Lucas. So I went down there. This man was full of the Holy Ghost, taught, you know, faith. And the Lord just led me and guided me to, you know, people. And I wonder what, somebody said, well, you know, I didn't go to all them churches. I didn't mean to go to all of them either. But I wanted, my soul wanted something. I had something I wanted from God. I'm sitting here reading this Bible, and I want what I'm seeing here. Praise God. I say, I want this here. I didn't expect to see nobody perfect, but I do want to see you walking in something for God's sake. And I always was next to the pastor. Wasn't nothing that I planned, but it was just me. When I go to a pastor, Brother Sanders, he said, tell Sister Davis I want her to be my sister. Don, Sister Lee, I want you. I said, no, I don't feel that. No, I don't feel that. So people have always seen that leadership, I guess. But I said, no. And when God said, I said, no, I preached against it. I preached against women preachers. Women can't preach. I preached against it. I mean, I could preach too. God ain't called no woman to preach. You know. So once I was in the church with my pastor, Pastor Williams, the lady to come here and sing sometimes, she's going to come back. Sister Williams. He called me in. I said, oh, Lord, what have I done? Now, he didn't believe in women preachers. Listen to this now. I went down after service. I sit down in his office. He said, Sister Davis, God is going to call you and is calling you to that thing that you've been preaching against. Now, he had to be really God. The Holy Ghost had to, because he didn't believe in women ministry. That was the Holy Ghost to let that man that believe in women preachers tell me that God is calling you to something. I can see it now. I said, but you need to be ordained. I said, why don't he ordain me? He didn't ordain me. He didn't ordain me. I said, why he didn't ordain me? But it was like he never, I don't know. I ain't going to say because he dead now. But however, he was against women ministers. So I didn't get him say, oh, I will. He me. No. We was up on 1400. God was just moving. Woo, he was just moving. People getting saved and hearts healed and all this kind of, you know, I'm just sitting there looking. Because they were just, to me, it was just like them. You know, they would, I say, oh, my Lord. It's like I wasn't even in it. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. So somebody wanted to buy the building. Oh, I was so glad. I ain't got to preach no more. Isn't that ignorant? So I ran out there, getting the building. Oh, I'm so glad. One of the saints down in the way, Mr. Sister Davis, how you doing? Fine. We found you a building. That's why I'm here now. Because I know I'm supposed to be here. We found your buildings down. It's down on Olive Street. Praise the Lord. Says it's a, you know, where you go in and, you know, have so many services there. We said, and the Lord moved again. Moving. I don't know when I'm going to say. So this brother told me, Sister Davis, you got to accept this. Because I was going to church thinking I didn't feel good. I felt empty. I felt empty. I went to the church and I sit down.
with this same brother church and believe him, you know. But God would just send people to me. I went into the crazy house. Is that what it is? What was Willa Mae? The crazy house. People would call me and they would ask me things like, "Brother," she said, "if you don't help me, I'm going to kill myself." She saw me and people standing in front of her car. She was in bad shape. And I could see this demons, this dancing. Let me tell you this. I don't know what I'm telling y'all. My sister told me, said, "Sister Davis, I had a dream about you." I said, "Well, you did? Girl, we was going up to this house and was full of demons." And I said, "Let me go and get Sister Davis." I said, "No, you don't. You don't come get me." But I realized something as I got, listen, as God took me on and on, as he took me down the road, as he kept on dealing with me and using me and showing me things, he said, "I took you through so you can take my people through." Hallelujah. I'm going to give you something. And I realized, hallelujah, I know brother gave you what you got. God gave me what I got. And it's all God. It's all God. Praise the Lord. And so the Lord helped her. I went into the mental institution. Two doors they had her locked up. And my heart just bled. Because there was another girl saying, "Oh, I just was talking about a baby or something or other." But God sent me in there for her. And she came out. The Lord healed her. Now she's writing books. She came here and testified. But, you know, I heard what you said, brother. But I didn't want that part of the ministry. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want that. Because I heard some gruesome stories. And I don't want to let God down. But now, I feel like Samson. I do. I feel like Samson. Bring it on. God gave us this miracle. Let me tell you something. God can tell you, say, "Sister, God going to give you a miracle." Okay. But all the time you waiting on this miracle, you got to walk in it. Because the devil ain't going to let you just say, "Well, that's a miracle. There you are." You know, you got to walk in that miracle. You can't let the devil have you on a ship on the sea doing this here, tossing and going, no. You got to walk in that miracle. So somehow or another over there, I got some spark in me. I said, "I'm walking. I come over here. I'm going to walk in this miracle. You said it, Lord, and I believe it. You said it, and I believe it." And the devil said, "Hallelujah, if it happened, it's going to be a miracle." I said, "Well, you said it. Praise the Lord. You said it's going to be a miracle." So Monday morning, he called with a miracle. I know it was a miracle because I know where he's standing at. I know it was a miracle. Because it was a miracle. It's a miracle. This thing before God. Know that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. And if you spoke in tongues, hallelujah, we need not only tongue speakers, we need somebody that's going to believe God. We need somebody that's going to believe in him. You got to believe him. Catherine Kruger was the believed in it. I ain't never heard Billy Graham speaking to him. I ain't got nothing to say about none of them. I believe what you said. I believe, church. I'm behind you. I believe you. I believe stuff now. I don't know if you remember that. I said, I'm going to tell you right now. Better keep it in the word. Now you come with the word. You can believe you. And Lord have mercy. I'm bragging on Jesus. I say I'm bragging on Jesus. I'm bragging on Jesus. Lord, to do all the things that's been in my heart that I didn't see as brother began to minister. I said, but in the body of Christ, he read it. There are many members. Marcus died. They, Peter, they all had the Holy Ghost. But they said, in the place, we got to recognize it. We can't be now you never now. You may have your little twirl and you twirling up there, but it's somebody else that twirling. They march in time. He said they didn't break their ranks. They marching and they didn't break their ranks. So we got to stay in line. Praise the Lord. Our God is wonderful. I say our long suffering. Boy, I get old. I say, Lord, thank you. Look at this. You know, look. It ain't. Because I never, you know, used my age. I never, okay. All right. So David hit him. He said, "Where you get all that white in there? Take some of that white out." Honey, you don't need all that white. I said, you need to take that out of there. But it's cute. It's cute. You're looking cute. I said, thank you. He can do anything. If you can, nobody's man could be nowhere that he cannot. Listen. Now, the baby that, but David's faith was in a God of compassion. Maybe, just maybe now, just do it. He may consider something I did back there. He may consider, I don't know what's up in your life. I don't care how hard it is. What court you got to go to? Who going to praise the Lord? I told the judge, I think I can tell this. I told the judge, I said, let me tell you something. I turned to this lawyer just last month. I said, you a liar. Another thought coming. Something rose up in me. I said, you a liar. The bailiff say, I understand, ma'am. She said, it's pitiful. I said, it is pitiful, but it ain't going to be pitiful in this case. He said, well, unto them lawyers, didn't he? If it's any saved lawyers, I like to meet them because it's finished. He's setting down. He done finished this thing. He finished. He said it's finished. Everything is finished. And we, Lord. Oh, I see all my prickles and my boops and praise. And when I go to the Lord, I say, and I'm feeling bad about this. Do it. Wash me clean. And I'll be like snow. Hallelujah. You say, though my sins be as scarlet, you'll make it white as snow. I don't willfully sin. I don't go around like that. They do everything they know to do is right. Even though they may be weak and they fall. That's foolishness. You're playing with God. You've lived upside down. So when you calling on him, he going here somewhere. Saying, no, he waiting to hear from his children. Making intercession about it. And wherever you are, children of God, if you make up your mind that, well, I'm not this, or when you get 80, you shall have so-and-so, so-and-so. But you can't show me no scripture like that. I'm going to be with you. So I don't care if I'm 95. Well, you know, Sister David, now you know you old now. And this gonna, I love you to death, but don't come up me with none of that word. Hallelujah. Don't do that to it. I said if he said it, he'll do it. Boy, Sister Phyllis, I walked through this door. I was telling him, so you changed Pharaoh's mind. I don't care what Pharaoh said. He was a wicked king. I just went on. Everything I could think of. I said, so you going to do this? I'm telling you, he was looking. He's the same God. Hallelujah. He will do what you can believe him for. I dare you to believe him. There's something else in the works better than what I'm telling. Love it. Woo! I love it. They tell, now he don't know y'all. He said, tell Mark and Marion. I said, hello. Said it twice. Now, did you tell him? He said, did you tell him? I said, then I thought about today. I said, God is working. Oh Lord, he's working. God is going through the earth. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know. But God is working. He's working. He's working. Get to talking. You just talk back to him. Don't sit up there. Oh. To the, and died. He was 15 minutes under the, down in the ocean. He was pushing back. It's going to be at a Hidden Valley on the 10th. He fell in the ice, icy water. And his body just, he was down there. They brought him up. He dead. They was pushing and prying, you know, giving him this and the God I'm telling you about. She said, Lord, don't take my son. She was crazy. They thought she was crazy. She was still praying. Whatever they said, she had her hands up. Son, it ain't your time to die. She just, whatever she said. People's rocking. Well, some of the saints came out to help her pray. Pray. Now, I'm telling y'all. Remember what I tell you? You ain't got no faith, stay home. You ain't got no faith, stay home. Because I won't be. I'm just telling you, right? Get better because Brother Down and Sister Barbara and Sister Phyllis is here and my daughter and brother say, now they ain't never had no faith for nothing. Now what is they doing here? These people have got the faith. Praise the Lord. God will do what he say he'll do. Praise the Lord. Come on. Set up and let's praise him a little while because God will do what he say he will do. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is ruling this thing. The Bible say,
I was with you, but now I'm going to be in you. Power. Power. Amen. Too little. You ain't too little. God called Samuel when he was 7. What's your name? What's your name? Adriana. Oh, I got a name, Adriana. You got to come back so you can meet her. Her name is Adriana. Praise, what's your name? That's a pretty name. You love the Lord. You saved. Look at her smile. Look at that smile, girl. She'll just melt the people with the Jesus. And we're going to start a choir with these little kids. Y'all want to be in a choir? I want to start folks up here. We're going to set them down. How about it? But anybody need prayer today? Praise the Lord. We're going to stand with you, Sister Barbara, not because we don't. Come on, brother, that you'd believe it. Ever-increasing faith. Hallelujah. If you can believe God, I'm putting that up in my room up there. Put it up. All things. All things. When the Holy Spirit touched you, it is not a God that we preach about. He's real. He loves all I smoked. That's ridiculous. Don't let me make you feel bad now. He'll make your lungs whole. He'll make everything whole because he's God. Leave you half in and half out. Amen. Can you believe that? Touching the COPD, the LPP, and whatever else. And the CCC and the TTT. And what? Oh. Hallelujah. And right now, just believe it, Sister Barbara. You're going to have a good night's sleep. And when that devil come back to her, where you going? You ain't come. Have an attitude with the devil. You got to have an attitude with him. When he know you know that you know, he said, oh, I really believe when brother laid hands on you, I believe the Holy Ghost ministered to you. You believe it? Okay. Praise the Lord. Let's help her praise him. Oh, thank you. Let's help her praise him. Let's help her praise him. Let's help. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's a great God. He's a great God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe he accepts her praises. The way this worry about what he did for Donald. Donald is Donald. How about different things, huh? Yeah. We're working together. Good Lord. That's wonderful. I'm trading him in. I tell you, I feel the Lord in this place. I do, Brother Ed. I feel the Lord in this place. And I thank all the youth. Now, it may be some youth that's like me because I think I'm kind of young. Tyler. 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 You know anything about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost? Yes, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost that God, the Holy Spirit gave you when you got saved, when you get saved. There's a second blessing he's going to give you.